Welcome to Osteopathy Unplugged. I'm Steve Paul, Osteo.
And I'm Bonnie Gintis, Dio. We're American osteopathic physicians, and we're a married couple devoted to the practice and the study of osteopathic medicine. We developed Osteopathy Unplugged out of our passion for osteopathy and the recognition that our profession needs a more intimate conversation about who we are and what we do.
Join us as we sit in conversation, talking about the inner and outer workings of osteopathy.
Welcome to episode 32, Always Touch the Part That Hurts. In episode 31, we talked about treating the osteopath and caring for the caregiver. In this episode, we return to the care of the patient. We are advocates of always touching the part that hurts, or to be more specific, always touching the body part involved in the chief concern, even if pain is not the key issue that brought this person in for treatment. We talked about this previously in a few episodes. In episode 18, where we discussed how to start an osteopathic treatment. In episode 20, about where to end an osteopathic treatment. And in episode 24, about engine wiping. We've had so many questions and comments about this issue of always touching the part that hurts that we thought we'd revisit it on its own. We understand that the significance of the place that pain surfaces may or may not be important. Making contact and touching this area is the beginning of you asking that question. An osteopathic encounter is an inquiry process. When you touch the area of chief concern and silently ask the question, is this cause or is this an effect? You may instantly know the answer. You might think you knew the answer to this question before you asked it, or it may take a period of time for this to sort itself out. But until you know the significance of the painful area in question, there's something about the underlying interaction that occurs around hearing the description of someone's suffering and then listening with our hands, with our osteopathic touch, that can be powerfully healing in and of itself. Even if we know that this pain is just a compensatory symptom, the connection that happens between two people when an area of suffering is touched happens at a deep and profound level. We believe that always touching the part that hurts is a central component of patient care in any hands-on osteopathic practice. And as you know, we both strongly feel that osteopathy is a hands-on practice. We would argue that this rule should also be applied in every allopathic situation for all of the same reasons. Some of our listeners may agree. Some of our listeners may disagree. There is no ultimate authority on this topic. We're all entitled to an opinion on this issue. We don't have all the answers. We aren't always right. But we always have an opinion. And we'd love to hear yours. So please message us on Patreon for an open discussion of this or any of our other presentations. Okay, Steve, give us some of your thoughts.
Okay. Before we dive into the topic for today, I want to compliment you on your choice of words in the introduction. You said, always touch the part that hurts, or to be more specific, always touch the body part involved in the chief concern. I like that you said chief concern. We've mentioned this small change in language in previous podcasts, and I'd like to return briefly to this topic again. The standard SOAP note drives the structure and function of an American medical, osteopathic, or any allied medical profession office visit. SOAP is an acronym for Subjective, Objective, Assessment, and Plan. The subjective part of the office visit is the history or narrative that the patient tells us verbally. The heading and theme that drives the subjective is what has been traditionally called the chief complaint. Also, the objective is the physical exam, the assessment is the diagnosis, and the plan is the treatment.
I'm so glad you're sorting this out because it's so important to get that a person's subjective experience is not just about complaints.
Right.
Yeah.
It's their concern.
It's their concern, and it's the description of their sensory experience that gives us a lot of information about how and where to look.
So by calling a patient's main issue or medical problem or concern a complaint, it automatically makes the patient a complainer. Bonnie and I strongly believe that it would be helpful for us as physicians and osteopaths to move away from seeing the patient in the negative and reorient our language and theirs to that of a patient being concerned for their well-being or their lack of well-being and not merely complaining about it.
Yeah, I think this is a really important fine-tuning of language.
You bet. Sometimes these little shifts in perspective can set the foundation for big changes in clinical practice and relationships. For those who listen closely to our podcast, I know that we have sometimes defaulted into calling the main reason for an office visit a chief complaint.
I am trying so hard to eliminate that term.
Old habits die hard. And I know you and I both want to apologize for any inconsistencies during the process of our transition on a better and more healing use of language.
This issue of our shifting awareness around concern versus complaint is a great example of how being an osteopath is a lifelong process of attending to details and learning. The episode you've been listening to just faded out because you are not yet a subscriber to Osteopathy Unplugged. Please visit patreon.com/osteopathyunplugged and become a subscriber in order to have full access to the rest of this episode as well as the complete collection.
We have created a set of foundational episodes that will be available for free for everyone. These teachings provide an introduction to osteopathic clinical philosophy. However, the full versions of all episodes are only available through Patreon. Access Patreon through their app or through a browser page. Thank you for listening to Osteopathy Unplugged.
And thank you for your interest in the osteopathic experience.
Until next time, be well, listen deeply, and stay curious.